I am 59 years old. I identify as a heterosexual cis female. I was born in the United States of America and raised in the Midwest in Kansas on a farm. My first memory of having an orgasm is when I was 27 years old, and I had recently started having sex with a man that became my husband, and he stimulated my clitoris, which I believe, despite my training as the registered nurse, is an anatomical aspect of my body that I did not know about. What does an orgasm feel like to me? An orgasm feels like electricity that feels good. I would describe it as, it's like a next level feeling. What is my orgasm buildup? My orgasm buildup is often starting from no arousal, and depending on whether I'm using my hands, I'm with a partner, or using a vibrator, it still requires quite a bit of stimulation and buildup. And as it builds up, I feel this very acute sensation that is, for lack of a better word, kind of a pleasurable electric feeling, and it intensifies as I get closer and closer to orgasm. There are times that I'm not able to fully release in the orgasm or let go, and that is particularly something I note with a new partner or certain kinds of vibrators. How do I know when I'm about to have an orgasm? There is a little bit of a transition that I feel in the arousal and the erotic stimulation that I feel in my vulva. And it's almost like a little shift. And then I wouldn't say explosion is the right word, but I would say it is more of a letting go. And if I could assign a feeling to a flower blooming, it would be that. Do your orgasms always feel the same? No, actually they do not. My orgasms feel very different with penetration versus not with penetration. With penetration, particularly if I'm able to stimulate what is probably the prostatic area of my vulva, or sometimes deep cervical stimulation. It is, it's, I would call it guttural. It's a deeper feeling. They're both types of orgasms are fabulous, but they are different. Do you ever feel a complete release after having an orgasm? I definitely feel I have a feeling of euphoria after having an orgasm. It's especially if I allow myself to really experience it. It is this, you know, body tingle that is really wonderful. And as a nurse, which is my background, I would say it is a rush of oxytocin and dopamine and endorphins. Was masturbation supported in your home growing up? No, it was not. And frankly, I do not think I even knew the term masturbate until I was either in college or after college. Did you experience shame or guilt? I experienced discomfort, and frankly, I did not touch myself or explore my vulva or genitals independently until I was much older. And when I did try to masturbate following marriage, I was never able to achieve orgasm because I think I was focused more on the penetrative, on the vaginal orifice, which I'm embarrassed to say. I definitely had a lot of shame and guilt around my body, partly because I am a survivor of molestation at a young age, and partly because of the culture I was raised in, I think. I began to let go of shame and guilt after I graduated from college, as I began to get to know other people who were much more free in their feelings about their body and their pleasure. And eventually, in conjunction with a lot of therapy, I probably utilized some elements of detachment, of detaching myself from the shame and the guilt, but was able to still allow myself to feel pleasure. How did taking a body sex workshop affect your orgasms? If you took a workshop. And yes, I took my first workshop in December of 2015. I did not have difficulty orgasming or experiencing pleasure at that juncture, particularly with vibrators and masturbation. But I found the workshop incredibly rich for the non-sexual bonding that occurred with women, and especially very freeing to see what other women looked like and to hear from someone as sage as Betty Dodson that my vulva and my anatomy was not, it was unique, but it was not unique. And the overwhelming message of body acceptance and warmth and appreciation for the beauty of our bodies was profound. Because I have been single and not actively engaged in partner sex for a lot of the last 20 years, as I was going through a divorce and varying other complexities in life, I developed a regular practice of masturbation and orgasm associated with masturbation that I believe enhances my well-being, my sense of self, and my sense of feminine power. I find it more difficult to orgasm with a partner, which is the next question. Are your orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? Yes, they can be similar, but particularly when I'm with a new partner and I don't know their body and I don't have the same level of comfort with my body or their body, I find it much more difficult to orgasm fully. I can achieve intense levels of eroticism and stimulation with a partner, but the orgasm comes only after I'm very comfortable with a partner and they are very comfortable with me and I particularly feel safe with them. I find that I often hold back on orgasms, whether it's intentional or unintentional, in new relationships. And I think it has everything to do with feeling safe and comfortable with that other person. What would you tell your younger self about, I'm going to backtrack. Do you always have an orgasm? I guess I answered that. Not always with a partner. Anytime I masturbate, I have an orgasm. What would you tell your younger self about orgasm? I would tell my younger self to have as many orgasms as possible and to develop a regular erotic practice with myself. I found that masturbation and self-stimulation and self-pleasuring has gotten me through some of the most difficult periods of my life. And I would like to see a body of work around that aspect of how do self-stimulated orgasms enhance our overall well-being, possibly even assist in keeping people or dealing with depression, life crises, chronic illness, and other illness. Thank you, thank you, thank you for facilitating this project. I think it is such important and valuable work.